10 past 11, time for our final look at the blogging community of Gloucestershire. Now, there's a bit of a buzz around this one, shall we say. So for the sting in the tail of our blog series, beautifully written, we go to BBC Radio Gloucestershire's Mark Jones in Wootton-under-Edge, where he's been speaking to beekeeper Roger about where his fascination with bees and bee blogging started.
I went on a beekeeping course about 3 years ago. That was sort of 3 days, three-day course with a local beekeeping association. And that sort of made me think, yeah, I can definitely, you know, I can do this. And then when I moved here, there's an allotment nearby and there's a guy that already had bees in there. So I gave him a bell to sort of see if it would be okay to put bees in there. And he said, oh, do you want the actual beehive with all the bees in it? And I said, okay, because it was a bit of a distance for him. And so that's how I got started. And we started, started off with a full sort of beehive about 2 years ago. Yeah.
Apart from the technical stuff, as you rightly mentioned, what else do you get out of it?
You kind of get absorbed in the moment when you're beekeeping. You're absolutely totally focused on the bees and what you're trying to do and what you're seeing and observing. So like for the half hour or hour that you're working with the bees, you're just totally 100% in the moment. So that's a very relaxing sort of thing if the bees aren't being too aggressive and they're being nice and gentle. So I really get that out of it. And then just being sort of in, you know, touch with nature, in contact with nature, is really pleasurable, and you get more in touch with like the seasons and if it's hot or cold or rainy, and it all kind of matters to the bees. So you feel more in touch with nature, and then just a sense of kind of being productive. So making a few jars of honey, selling a few jars of honey, makes you sort of feel part of the sort of community, I guess, and just that you're creating something. So which I think is what the blog is about as well. It's about creating something, creating honey, creating, you know, writing. So that's what I get out of it. Yeah.
Good for stress levels, I guess. I mean, I've got a very stressful job. I think maybe I should take up beekeeping.
Actually, it's not that great all the time for stress. Basically, you know, when you've got a busy job, busy life, young children, and then you're trying to fit in a bit of beekeeping, sometimes, you know, you're sort of running down to the allotment. There's a lot of stress. There's quite a few stresses, and whereas that are involved. In my sort of blog has got the strap line of, you know, regaining my sanity through beekeeping, and the idea was to, you know, see if it would, you know, give me a, you know, a really nice hobby, decent hobby, essentially. And sometimes it can be stress. You know, there can be definitely a few stresses involved, but on balance and overall, it's definitely it's definitely good for, you know, relaxing and really enjoying it on a really nice day when you've got the time and you're going through the bees. It's really lovely. Yeah.
So you've got a bit of your sanity back, have you, Roger?
I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm definitely getting there. The bees help. And writing really is really good as well. I really enjoy that. It all just contributes to, you know, just having stuff outside of work outside your kind of normal life. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
So from beekeeping to blogging about beekeeping, how did you come to that?
It all happened at the same time. I started blogging even before I had the bees because I was just passionate. You know, I was getting really interested and sort of passionate about beekeeping, really excited. And I've always been interested in writing, and blogging just sort of gave the opportunity to, rather than, you know, if you want to be a writer, often you're going to be in a room, no one's going to read what you're writing, but blogging gives you the opportunity to write it and people to read it, and also gives you the chance that you can just do, you know, 10 sentences or 20, you know, it doesn't need to be very long, so you can create something and get it out. I was passionate, so the passion and the opportunity with the blog led to sort of, you know, starting it up.
Yeah. And as far as your audience, I mean, do you know what your audience is?
Yeah, it grows every single day. It grows. It can be up to about 10,000 unique people in a month. So about, you know, 300 a day. I've got about 1,000 followers, people that have, you know, subscribed to the email subscription or follow on Facebook or Twitter or any of the other sort of social media. So I've got a decent audience, and I think that's one of the things that keeps you going when you're blogging. You want to have, for me, I don't want to be blogging in the dark. I want people to be reading what I'm writing. So yes, I do.
What sort of feedback are you getting from those people, if not all 10,000 of them?
Yeah. No. I don't get too many comments. Like the last post I wrote was about aggressive bees, and that got a that had about sort of 5 comments on it, and I haven't even responded to those yet. So I don't get too many comments, and I see some blogs that have got 20, 30 comments on them, and you kind of lose. You stop reading all the comments, but the comments I get are really, really constructive. So I got really, really helpful comments about how to deal with aggressive bees recently. Every single person that wrote had something really good to say. So I find it really, I found that really helpful. Yeah.
So the beekeeping and the blogging together helps you forget about the day-to-day chores and work, etc.
Yeah, it definitely takes you out. It takes an hour to write a post, and I only write posts like once every week, once every 2 weeks. Sometimes I don't write one for a month, but just that, and I only write when I've really got something to say, and I'm sort of motivated to write. I find it useful. Yeah,
I guess your audience isn't just made up of keen beekeepers, beekeepers. It must be people who maybe are interested in bees or just generally interested in the countryside or as you say, that whole organic process.
Yeah, I've got my mum and dad, sister. I've forced a few friends to follow. But there are other people, people who are interested in sanity and mental health. Maybe there's a few of them. The vast majority are beekeepers, though, because what I try and do with the website or blog is to create there's what's called search engine optimization, where you try and create a structure whereby people find your blog. So if people are googling hiving a swarm or catching a swarm, I was kind of number one for those. I think I might still be sort of number one for those sort of terms. So that's how people find my blog, by being focused sometimes on actually how people are going to find me. That results in a lot of beekeepers finding me, because that's what my sort of keywords sort of focused on.
How can people find you?
The blog address is www.talkingwithbees.com.
BBC Radio Gloucestershire's Mark Jones in Wood Under Edge talking to Roger, who runs the talkingwithbees.com blog. I'm on the blog at the moment. It's very colourful. It's lovely, with all sorts of yellows and blues, as you might expect with the beekeeping kind of side of things. And I love, you mentioned the strap line to the blog. I love it. It's terrific. Regaining my sanity through beekeeping. And actually, it's one of the more involved, one of the more detailed blogs we've featured this week, because as you mentioned, there are all sorts of how-to guides, if you're just getting started in it, from somebody who's experienced and knows what they're doing, there's all sorts of things posted on there. And if it's something you've thought about doing, might be an idea to have a look at that before you start. So that's Roger, who runs the Talking With Bees blog, talkingwithbees.com. And he's our final blogger of the week.